But we move now to Zimbabwe. And this weekend, Jindiah Fraser, the top U.S. diplomat for Africa, made some very blunt comments about Zimbabwe's drawn-out election process.
The region needs to speak very, very loudly and very clearly to President Mugabe and his government to say that the violence must come to an end immediately. It's unacceptable to beat people just because they've decided to go out and vote, and apparently to vote for change.
Zimbabwe's election was held March 29th, and the full results have yet to be announced. Ambassador Boniface Chijikteku, who is Zimbabwe's UN ambassador, we thank you for joining us this morning, Mr. Ambassador. What do you have to say about the reports of violence by ZANU-PF forces and government forces raiding opposition offices over the weekend? It's been widely reported, and there we have a U.S. diplomat talking about it.
Well, the issue of violence, I think the Zimbabwean government does not condone any violence in whatever form. But these are allegations from MDC that ZANU-PF is involved in violence. And we have seen one-sided report of this situation.
When you say one-sided, what do you mean? And have you indicated that there have been arrests of ZANU-PF individuals who have been defying government calls for restraint, as you mentioned a moment ago?
No, there is due process in Zimbabwe. If there's any violence that has been perpetrated in Zimbabwe, the police are there to see that there's law and order.
How many ZANU-PF were arrested?
If they haven't committed any crime, why should they be arrested?
So you don't believe they've committed any crime?
If somebody has been beaten and he has a complaint, he goes to the police, sure, the police will take action.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we know the results of the election? It was March 29th. I mean, Zimbabwe is a large country, but it's not that large. It does seem to be an excessive amount of time.
According to who?
Well, I think, you know, even in the United States, we had some difficulties back in 2000, but the result was eventually known. It doesn't appear as though we're ever going to get to the bottom of this. What is the holdup?
In Florida, it was 6 weeks.
All right. So we'll know in 6 weeks.
Maybe before that.
All right, but what is the holdup? I mean, the holdup in Florida, I can go on for hours about what the holdup was in Florida. What is the holdup in Zimbabwe?
According to the Electoral Act in Zimbabwe, if there's any discrepancy in the vote, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is supposed to investigate that before they announce the result.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the presidential. In the case of parliamentary elections, so if there's any discrepancy, the complainant is supposed to submit his complaint within 48 hours, and then there will be an investigation. This has been done, and we have done a recounting, and before when the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission said they wanted to do a recount, the whole international community, even including Jindiah Fraser, accused the government that they are going to steal away the elections. But that recount has reconfirmed the wins of the opposition. So you see.
So do you believe that the opposition has won?
Won in terms of what?
The presidency, the parliamentary majority?
In terms of the parliamentary, yes. They've got 99 seats. And ZANU-PF has got 97.
Okay.
And the tendency has been to combine the two opposition as one, but that's not the fact on the ground.
No, I'm aware there's a presidential election and the parliamentary elections. Are you saying it's impossible for the election result to be, as Morgan Tsvangirai, the opposition leader, has suggested, a total straight-out win for the opposition, thus taking Robert Mugabe from power, the president?
When you look into the situation in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF or President Mugabe, they have never claimed that they won the election, and contrary to what people have been saying. What independent indicators say, none of the candidates got a 50-plus-1 vote. In our constitution, if you don't get 50% plus one vote, then you're going to go for a runoff.
That I understand. I guess what is so curious is that ZANU-PF and Mugabe aren't declaring victory. It does appear as though this is a deliberate attempt to hold up the elections. I mean, you would think in a situation like this, when a candidate feels as though maybe they've won, that they would declare victory or suggest, we've won, don't worry, when we get to the bottom of this, we will be the winners. But Mugabe isn't saying that. ZANU-PF isn't saying that. It looks like things are being prolonged for political reasons.
When you look at it, from the MDC point of view, they've been claiming victory over, they would say they would wait for the official results. They claim victory. They push out all sorts of allegations. They go international. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is going through the due process. And they've been, when they were counting the votes, they realized there were anomalies, which they have looked into. And they cannot announce the results before they rectify the anomalies.
Mr. Ambassador, with all due respect, it's not just the MDC who are making claims of violence, of their members being or their supporters being attacked. You have the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. You have Human Rights Watch reports, and you have members of the UN who are concerned beyond the UN representative from the United States. Why do you think all of these groups would say that attacks were being made upon the supporters of the opposition if none of it is true?
We see an agenda, a common agenda here. We had Gordon Brown and we had the U.S. in the UN Security Council. When we were discussing a different subject, they came up with the issue of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has been under siege for a long time. The United States and the U.K. have been going for a regime change in Zimbabwe.
Why do you think that is?
We took land from the white settlers in Zimbabwe in 2000.
So it's a racial issue, you think?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, then why has Angola decided to stop a boat in harbor with weapons for Zimbabwe, and the Angolan government is saying that the boat bound for Zimbabwe with weapons is being held in Angola because they believe those weapons are going to be used for intersectarian strife and more violence?
I can't speak on behalf of Angola. I don't know their reasons. But those weapons were ordered a year, ago, and they've just been coming to Zimbabwe. They have no relevance to what is happening in Zimbabwe at the present moment.
And why would Angola take this step? Because they are your ally.
I'm hearing from you what I know, that the ship could not dock in South Africa. It went to Angola. And the international media said the ship had gone back to China.
Well, Mr. Ambassador, we certainly appreciate you coming in here for some tough questioning this morning. Certainly the international community is very focused on what is going on with the Electoral Commission in Zimbabwe. We hope to know the result, perhaps not within 48 hours, but you did seem to suggest a six-week. We'll know about the same time the U.S. knew about Florida.
Well, I can assure you that I think within the next day or so, we should be able to get the results out.
We will talk to you about that. Boniface Chijiteki is Zimbabwe's UN ambassador. Thank you very much for joining
us. My pleasure.